From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of February 7th, 2022. This revised episode from December 2019 is part of a series this year of winter-related episodes. This week, we feature a feathered Virginia winter resident mystery sound. Have a listen to the sound for about 10 more seconds and see if you know a relatively small, dark-colored goose species that migrates from Arctic shores to the mid-Atlantic coast for the winter. And here's a hint. The name rhymes with migrant. If you guessed brant, you're right. From its summer breeding grounds in northern Canada and Greenland, the brant travels to wintering areas along the Atlantic from Massachusetts to North Carolina, including coastal Virginia and the Chesapeake Bay region. That's the pathway for eastern subpopulations of the species. Western subpopulations migrate from Arctic parts of Canada and Alaska to the Pacific coastline. One of eight species of geese native to North America, brant live in a variety of saltwater or estuarine habitats, feeding mostly on a number of kinds of aquatic plants. In their winter habitats along the Atlantic coast and around the Chesapeake, they prefer areas where they can feed on eelgrass. Wintering brant will eat various other aquatic plants too, especially in response to reduced populations of eelgrass. According to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, however, brant are more dependent on a single food type than other geese species, and this dependence can make brant more vulnerable than other geese to starvation in some years. Regarding brant winter feeding, the Cornell Lab notes that severe conditions in eastern North America during the winter of 1976 and 1977 kept brant from traditional winter habitats for several months. As a result, brant that year moved inland to feed in agricultural fields, suburban lawns, and golf courses. And over 40 years later, eastern brant still forage inland from New York to Virginia. Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use this week's sounds from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. We close with about 40 seconds of music for brant and other kinds of geese. Here's Geese Peace by Torrin Hallett, a graduate student at the Yale School of Music. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.